Equipped with teeth and claws, the raptor pack came ready for a fight. But the massive tail and sheer mass of the Tenontosaurus would have evened the score.
Tenontosaurus doesn't have much in the way of specific parts of the body adapted as weapons, but it does have sheer muscle strength and this enormous tail, bigger than we see relative to body size, than in most of the plant-eating relatives of it.
Tenontosaurus, of course, has the strength and the weight, and it has this extremely long tail that seems to be very massively built, and I think it would use it as a club against the Deinonychus.
Deinonychus clearly has raptor weapons. The sharp claws on each hand, the killing claw on the foot, the razor-sharp teeth in its mouth. He's got the typical weapons of a raptor, and that's what makes a raptor so dangerous.
Raptors were naturally aggressive. With teeth and talons mixed with speed and agility, they were one of the most deadly forces of the time. Tenontosaurus would have had to rely on every trick in the book to survive an attack.
Whenever a carnivore faces off against a herbivore, in most cases the carnivore has a lot of experience already in fighting. The herbivores may be aggressive, but won't necessarily have the experience.
If we compare an herbivore like Tenontosaurus versus a carnivore like Deinonychus, Deinonychus comes out way ahead in terms of fight skills. It has a lot of specialized behaviors intended to fight, because that's the way it makes its living. In order for it to survive, it has to kill, and has to kill fairly often. Tenontosaurus doesn't really have to do that. It may have to defend itself on occasion, but a lucky Tenontosaurus is one that never has to encounter a meat eater.
Tenontosaurus versus Deinonychus is an interesting kind of battle, one that we actually think took place because we have evidence that these animals not only lived in the same area, but actually interacted. We find their fossils intertwined. A single Deinonychus probably could have taken on a small Tenontosaurus, a sick Tenontosaurus, but probably not a fully adult, healthy Tenontosaurus, simply because Tenontosaurus was a large, powerful animal, and Deinonychus was a relatively slightly built, delicate kind of animal. So if Deinonychus were to tackle a large Tenontosaurus, it would need help.